Welcome everybody today on today's group coaching call. So we have a few students here on the line already. So Mike and then Francisco and whoever else is on the line. Today's topic is going to be on CPA networks and how to make money using the CPA offers. And I'll talk with you about what they are and how you can use them into your own money-making goals with using your website. And also, I'll share with you a bunch of other strategies that have worked with me and that I've also learned from a bunch of other people, too, that you can implement. Okay. But, yeah, so everything about CPA networks, cost per action, that's what that stands for, and we'll talk about that in more depth. But just a few things to be aware of in relation to the call. If you have any questions, just let me know, and we can open it up to a group discussion, in the interim of the call. And, just stop me if you have any questions specifically, and we'll discuss them and then move on. Okay? So I'd like to customize, the call as well to you guys. So Mike and Francisco, with personal objectives and your goals, since it's not since it's not thousands of people on the line, we can actually do that, And it also provides a lot more, more real life type of application information for people when they listen to this again. Does that sound fair enough?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So first off, what is a CPA network? Have you guys heard of a CPA network before?
Not me.
Yeah, okay. Is it brand new to all of you, sounds like?
Yeah.
So a CPA network.
I'm still hearing you. CPA, I hadn't heard of before, no.
Yeah, okay.
I looked at it this afternoon on the link.
Okay. All right, well, so that gives me a better understanding for where you guys stand at currently. So basically, the bottom line is that you get paid as an affiliate. Okay, an affiliate is someone who sends traffic to a supplier website. Okay, and when someone clicks on your link and then they actually buy, or with CPA networks, they don't necessarily have to always buy something. They could just take a specific action. So the action could very well be downloading a game or downloading an app or typing in their email or typing in their zip code, or they take a specific action, okay? If the advertiser, the person who's offering the deal for you to promote as an affiliate, then you would send them the traffic through your link, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in more depth and teach you how to do that. But the bottom line with CPA offers is that you get access to these offers that the advertisers will pay you based upon the action step that that customer or prospect takes. Okay? So the prospect doesn't have to buy anything all the time. They could just take a specific action, and then, boom, you get paid. Okay? And the payment, the payout differs all across the board, like some of the downloadable games. Do you guys have smartphones?
Yes.
Yeah. When was the last time you downloaded an app to your smartphone?
I do that very often.
Yeah. How would you like to get paid every time someone downloads an app?
Well, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds very good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you can do through CPA offers, okay, CPA networks, all right? And I'll introduce you to some of the top networks out there that you can join for free. And then you can a la carte choose from what kind of offers you're interested in promoting, and then we'll teach you how to promote them, okay? Companies all across the board, all throughout the world, they have different offers. You think of like Costco or Walmart and Best Buy, and you think of all these other companies that they want to get their not just their name out, but their offer, their specific offer in front of people, and they have coupons or special deals and giveaways or certain deals that are time based. Okay, these are all also offers that you guys can promote and get paid for promoting. Okay, so that's what a CPA network is. Okay, a network, the reason why it's called a CPA network is because it's a network of advertisers. They come and they network with affiliates. Yeah, so advertisers are the people who actually created or, you know, is offering the product or service or deal. And then the affiliate, if you're going to be an affiliate and you're going to be the person that is promoting their stuff, then that's what you're called, okay, an affiliate. So any questions about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so that's
no.
What's that, Mike?
No questions. I imagine more will come about that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what a CPA network is. Now, when you go to CPA networks, they're going to ask you a few questions when you sign up, and we're going to go over those questions. But it's a bit different compared to just going to just a regular affiliate network like ClickBank.com, okay, or CJ.com. And there are certain elements that are common, okay. You'll see some commonalities between these networks, but with CPA networks, and the biggest difference is there is that they have more targeted offers that are usually time-based. Okay, so you know, one company might give you access to promoting their deal, and they'll pay you, you know, $15 for every sign-up. You know, they don't have to buy anything; they just got to sign up and register for, let's say, a payday loan. Okay. You send the prospect, okay, to your website, or you know, you send the link out. Let's say you send the link out to people through an email. Let's say you have a list of 500 people on your email list, and you send an email out to those people and say, "Hey guys, I found a great offer that allows you to get or consolidate your loans into a payday loan, and you know, you can get the money pretty fast. You know, they do $1,000 loans." And you just go over here and fill out the form, okay? Now, that's one example. Just by doing that, if, you know, whoever goes and clicks on the link inside of your email and then is taken to the payday website through your link and they fill out the form, once they fill out the form, then it's going to trigger that, you know, a commission to be credited to your account, okay?
Good.
Okay, so that's just one example of how that could work and does work, okay?
Yeah. Do you have like an URL of one of these sites? Are you going to go through that? So practical examples?
Yes, there's a lot of examples I can send you, but you know, it's more technical to be able to, because I can't really share it with you, you know, audio, audible here over the phone, you know?
Yeah.
So if you email me, I'll respond and let you know, and you can even check them out yourself once you sign up for a CPA network yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the link is usually pretty long, and you know, there's link shorteners, you know, link shortening tools you can use and tracking tools, and we'll get into that, okay? But you know, the biggest thing I need to have you guys understand about CPA networks is that you know, you understand what an affiliate is and what an advertiser is, and that when you join these networks, you'll have access to all kinds of deals that are usually time-based, okay? They'll usually last until, you know, for like, you know, some of them last for a month, some of them last for maybe 6 months, sometimes even less. And so it really depends on, you know, the company and what they're offering. And they set up the rules, you know, the advertiser sets up the rules and says, okay, we're allotting or we're assigning a budget of $50,000 to this specific offer. That's our budget. And then once it's done, then it's done. And so basically that's the budget to be able to pay out you guys as an affiliate. Okay. And so that offer will generate X amount of traffic and X amount of deals and so forth. And so that's one of the reasons why the offers are time-based, you know, a lot of times. Now, also, some of the things that that differentiate the CPA networks compared to the affiliate networks out there that are pretty common is that there's deals in there where you can provide incentives. Okay, an incentive is where you go to your neighbor and say, "Hey, go to my website and click on this link and download the game, okay? And once you download it, then I'll give you a candy bar." Okay. That would be an incentive, right? You do this for me, I'll do this for you. Okay? And you'll see these types of offers inside of the CPA networks. Now, there are different incentives that you can give people. Okay? There's different incentive or incent offers, as they call them.
Yeah.
And they're kind of cool, you know? Because and you can go to, like I said, you know, your friends or family or anyone else and say, hey, you know, you download this game, and I'll give you whatever you want to give them. It can be whatever you want. You know, companies give away points or, you know, flyer sky miles, or they give you know, points to their, you know, their gaming system, or, you know, points to their, you know, they give points for their rewarding, you know, reward system. You know, that's one thing that they give away. They also give away, you know, coupons or deals or, you know, so you name it. You can give e-books away or training programs or whatever you think would be a great incentive to give people to actually help them take the action that the advertiser wants. Okay?
Yep.
So you'll come across those offers inside of the CPA networks. They're not as common, but they will, you know, for the most part, be inside of, you know, the most popular networks out there. And there's all kinds of cool offers that you can promote. Okay? But if you come across the incent offers, then to keep that in mind, that you can incentivize other people to do the action that is desired. And some of them might say, hey, you know, for every single person you send over my way to this website, and every time they put in the zip code and where they live, I'll pay you $1.22.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to buy anything. Yeah, they didn't even have to fill out a huge form. All they had to do is just put in their zip code. And that's it. Okay, and then you get credited $1.22 just for them doing it. Okay. Same thing with the downloadable games or taking surveys, checking out, you know, entering into a contest, or even watching videos. There's offers where you can get paid by just sending a video to someone, and if they watch it, you'll get paid. Cool, huh?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, having those names, you know, those building that list of people to invite, you know.
Yep. So make sure to listen to the coaching that we've done on that specific topic, and even call in and get help in regards to building up your email marketing list. Okay. But email marketing is not the only way. Okay. Email marketing is definitely very powerful. However, it's not the only way of getting traffic coming to these offers, okay, and we're actually going to be talking about that here shortly, all right, how to generate traffic to these CPA offers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far, okay, we've talked about what CPA networks are and the differences between the advertiser and the affiliate, which is what you guys would be in this particular circumstance, but let me address a little bit more about the advertiser's role. Okay, the person who actually creates the offer and brings it to the CPA network. Okay, if you guys had a service or a tangible product or an app or a contest or, I mean, a video, whatever you want to have people take action on, okay, if you guys created or wanted to offer a deal, okay, you could go to these networks and you could be the person that gives these affiliates an opportunity of promoting something that they could make money off of. Okay?
That sounds really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay? You just, you know, you would need to create the offer, whatever the offer may be. And, you know, one of the secrets in it is, you know, having them, you know, warm up step by step. If you think about the relationships that you have in your life, okay, whether you're married or, you know, or not, or if you have, you know, whatever friendships you have, it all started off with meeting that person for the first time, right?
Yep.
And the same thing will be happening with these, you know, cold market people, you know, these prospects that don't know you at all. And so when you're offering your deal and your offer, you know, you warm them up by giving them something really cool and valuable, such as entering into a sweepstakes or entering into getting a you know, a free DVD or give entering into fill in the blank, okay, whatever the offer is. That's an offer you guys could do for your deals, okay? It could be for your services, Mike. It could be for Francisco, for whatever you have, okay? Now, these affiliate networks, these CPA networks, I mean, they have thousands and thousands of affiliates, you know, looking for great offers to promote. And if you have an offer that is really valuable and it's great and helps people out and it also pays people out well, okay, we're talking about, you know, there's different offers, like I said, depending on the nature of the offer, you know. So we'd have to talk about that in more depth on your particular circumstances, but just know that you guys could create your own deal and bring them to those networks, and then they would consider opening up the doors, you know, to all of the affiliates out there to promote your stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
So do you have a question about that?
Yes, you know, one of the things I've been getting into, I don't know if you've been getting into this with your student strength, is about PLR, you know.
Yeah, private label rights.
Correct.
Content, yeah.
Yeah, that seems very, very, very interesting. These sites take this type of material?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because these...
You were to develop an offer. You got to develop an offer, like I said, and get it ready. So meaning getting it ready, you got to have your own opt-in page and your sales page. You know, you got to have a sales funnel. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Yep. So you get your own offer ready, your own sales funnel ready to go, and then you can go to these networks and talk with them about having them offer it to their affiliates so they can send you the traffic. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So now let's move on here. Okay, let's talk about some of the top CPA networks that are out there. And so there's a whole slew of them. I mean, last time I checked, there was over 150 of them. Okay.
Hmm.
There's a whole slew of them. So, you know, one of the sites that you can actually go to see a list of all of the available CPA networks is a site called O-Digger. So O is an Oscar, and then DIGGER.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So on that site, you can get access to all kinds of the CPA networks and be aware of who's out there. And you know, a lot of the same networks will be promoting the same type of offers. And so, you know, on that site, you can also learn about which offers pay you out better on the same offer, because it's kind of interesting. One network will say, hey, you promote this offer, and the offer might be a zip code submit, where they, you know, the person submits their zip code, and you get paid out $1.22 or $1.50 or whatever. Okay, you know, one network might say, hey, we actually pay out, you know, $1.33 on ours. It's the same offer. But another one might only pay out $1.10. And so it's a good tool to use to help you out with being more aware of which network to actually sign up with to get access to the deal that pays you out more. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't be able to, you know, you don't go to O-Digger to actually sign up with the networks directly. It's more of a directory to be able to give you education about what networks to sign up with directly. Okay?
Yeah.
So some of the networks that you can work with directly would be, you know, number one rated CPA network out there as of this last year is Neverblue. So neverblue.com. So Neverblue is a really popular one, and when you go there, you can sign up as a advertiser or an affiliate. Or both, okay? But when you sign up as an affiliate, we're going to be talking primarily about the affiliate aspect through Neverblue and these other networks that we'll discuss. So Neverblue, you can go there and sign up as an affiliate. And when you sign up, let me give you a few pointers about how to get accepted into the network, okay? Because some of them, if you don't apply properly and you're not necessarily ready, then they'll usually decline you. You can always apply later, but just know that it's better to, you know, obviously be prepared, and that's why we're going over this. And so when you go there, you can sign up as an affiliate, and they'll ask you a few questions that are pretty straightforward. But some of the questions, you know, you might not know of, and we'll go over those right now. Okay, so questions such as, how do you plan on promoting our offers? Okay, so you want to be prepared to tell them, well, how do you plan on going about marketing the offers, the CPA offers that they have in their network? And so some of the potential marketing approaches that you could take, you know, could be email marketing, paid advertising like PPC, so pay per click. You know, if you don't know anything about these things, then you want to get educated, you know. And paid advertising, blogging, social media, okay, like through Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Amazon and so forth. Okay, or not Amazon, but I mean, these are all networks you can go to socialize. And but as far as Amazon goes, that's actually part of the paid advertising. Okay, you can go to Amazon and, you know, market tangible products, not necessarily CPA offers. And so that's more of a bad example of, you know, not where to go to promote CPI offers. Okay, but you can promote them through you know, various outlets such as Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Those are all social media marketing outlets. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as of recently, there's been a huge buzz towards Facebook marketing. I don't know if you've heard a lot of that as of late, but there's a huge push towards that because, you know, Facebook, you can do laser targeting. And you think about all the information, okay? Are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, but what's that laser targeting that you're mentioning?
Yeah. So Facebook, you know, Google and so forth, they gather a lot of information. And why did they gather the information?
Negative.
Yeah, well, they gather that information so they can be more helpful for the advertisers, because the number one method of generating money for Google and, you know, Facebook is through advertising. And so he who has the most data wins, as long as they use that data. Okay, and so the data is going to help you out as a marketer. And, you know, Google and Facebook, they know that. They know that in the more specialized knowledge and intelligence that they have gathered, and the more precise you as an advertiser can actually use towards marketing and targeting people who may value your product or offer that you have to promote. Okay? So when you go to Facebook, and this is a social media outlet that you can go to market your CPA offer to people. And you can target people based upon behaviors. Okay, you can get really precise and very targeted to people who, okay, I just want to target people who are, you fill in the blank, you know, who love to run in the mountains, and, you know, they have bought expensive shoes in the past 6 months. Okay. If you're promoting something pertaining to running or exercise, and then that, you know, would probably make sense to target those people, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So that's one of the biggest names of the game of being successful with, you know, promoting your offers, whatever they may be, whether they be CPA offers or your own products or whatever it may be, is targeting. Okay, you want the right people looking at your offers so they can obviously buy them or take action on it. And so that's the key, is to be able to target. Just like if you were to visualize, you're having a gun, and you're just doing some target shooting, or a bow and arrow, or even your binoculars. Okay, these are all tools you can use to be able to aim or focus in on what you want to focus in on, right? So who do you want to focus in on? Okay, that's... we always got to keep in mind with your marketing is you always are targeting, you know, the right people who are in the market looking for what you have to offer. Okay?
Yeah, but do these social media sites help you determine that, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you got to think. Yeah, well, you got to use your head. You know, think about it ahead of time. So you're asking yourself, who do you believe would be the most valuable type of person to look at this offer? Okay, I mean, if you're making it too broad, then it doesn't usually work out as well. Okay, so you got to keep in mind that whole targeting aspect, and we're not going to go in depth on this right now, but just know that that's one of the things that you'll want to learn more about and call in and get more help on. Okay.
Mm.
So that's one of the biggest keys, is all the successful marketers, all the successful, internet millionaires and, gurus out there, they have this dialed in. They have this, they've honed in on this, to do it so well that they can just go and buy their traffic and say, okay, I'm going to spend $50 today and generate, $200 clicks, 200 people to click on my ad. And out of those 200 people, they might get 20 people who actually buy or take the action they desired. And if each one of those sells or each one of those actions generates, $50 in a sale, well, they've just made some pretty good money on the return, haven't they?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. So that's basically the cycle, is you take whatever you have of value, whether that be a CPA offer or your own service or whatever it may be, and since the topic here today is on the CPA networks, you can present it and start to target the people you want to target and present it in front of people. And we'll teach you more about that. But so we kind of went on a little tangent, when you go to CPA networks like Neverblue, they're going to ask you this question. They're going to ask you these questions. Well, how do you plan on promoting these offers? Okay, and Facebook is one of them. Twitter is one of them. These social media outlets, these are all areas that you can type down in that question. Say, I plan on offering these, marketing these offers through these approaches. And really what they're looking for, okay, the bottom line with that is they just want to know that you know what you're doing, okay? What they don't want is they don't want to accept just newbies into their networks and then not have you do anything. Okay, it's a waste of waste of their time having to go through applications and accepting people into the networks when they don't even know how to market. Okay, so it doesn't mean that you have to make you had to make thousands and thousands of dollars before you apply and get accepted. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you should be educated. Okay, you should be able to know, hey, I know how to at least start to market through blogging, and I know how to do email marketing. Okay, start off with those. Okay, you don't have to list every single marketing method under the sun in that question. Simply type down, hey, I know how to do marketing in these areas. I plan on using these methods, okay? And so type it in, let them know, and then just move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
Now, the next question that most people have the most challenge with is the question of verticals, okay? Just the fancy word for the different categories of offers they have, okay? They're going to ask you, it's kind of like you got to speak their language. So if you were to go to Germany, obviously you want to speak German to be able to get around, right?
Yeah.
So to be able to get around and be successful with using and working with people in the CPA networks, you got to understand the jargon. And so that's one of the words or the vocabulary words that you'd want to be aware of is verticals. Okay, a vertical, like I said, is just a category of product or services that they have to offer.
Okay, so they ask you, where do you want to go into or get into, in which vertical?
Exactly.
Okay,
yep.
And they show you the list of verticals.
Exactly, yep. So there's a health vertical. There's a business opportunity verticals. There's finance. Okay, you can just substitute the word vertical for categories. Okay, so when you hear verticals, just think categories. Okay.
Yeah, that necessarily is not a niche, but it might be.
Yeah, it's just a category, like I said, okay? So just be aware of that. And when they ask you that question, they say, okay, the verticals that I'm interested in are health, finance, and downloads, games, Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, and then move on. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll probably ask you a couple of questions about, you know, connecting with them through, like, Skype. Because what will happen is once you apply to the network, you'll get access to a CPA manager. Okay, usually you'll have a dedicated manager that you can speak with about promoting offers, and so you'll want to have a good relationship with that person. It may be a man or woman, and they'll be assigned to your account. Okay, and so you can pick their brain and ask them questions about what offers are great to start promoting, and so they're going to be your friend, all right, and helping you out with being successful with promoting your promoting the deals.
The coach.
Yeah, well, not necessarily going to be a coach. It's going to be more of a manager of the deals that you plan on promoting. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be, I guess, a certain element, but they're not going to be calling you and coaching you every single week like I am, or we are here at Achieve. Okay. You can call in and speak by myself or anyone here on the team, and we can coach you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's kind of like that. And they're there to help you out, yeah, to be help you be successful. And so you just want to drill them with questions as you move forward. But make sure to ask questions that are really, really good questions, I'd much rather have you guys call in and speak with us about questions in terms of education instead of calling them about those things. You'd want to talk with them about questions about, what's working with certain verticals, okay? Or maybe, questions in relation to the advertising rules that advertisers have, okay? More of the particulars in the offers that you plan on promoting, okay? Use those account managers for those types of things, okay?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it, okay? So you go to neverblue.com. You can go to maxbounty.com. That's another one. That's the second one that I'll share with you.
Max Bounty. M-A-X.
Yeah, Max Bounty. Yeah, maxbounty.com. Maxbounty.com. And that's another FCPA network, just like Neverblue, but they're going to have a bit different offers inside of Max Bounty. Okay? But the application process is going to be pretty much the same. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you've been educated about those major questions, what's going to happen after that is when you apply, when you fill out the application online, it's either going to take you to a thank you page to tell you that someone's going to be giving you a call, or else it'll just take you to a thank you page and leave it at that. But whatever the case may be, you'll submit your application, and the second step in all of this is that the account manager or someone there at the company that you apply to will give you a call. And they might call you immediately, or else my experience is that they'll usually call you usually within 1 to 3 business days, okay, after you submit your application. And so when they call you, they're just going to ask you a couple of questions about your application and see if, what you submitted is correct, and then also ask you about your marketing approach or approaches. Okay, and so that question that I mentioned earlier about how do you plan on marketing, these deals, and you said, let's say you said blogging and paid advertising and email marketing. Okay, and they'll just talk with you about those things. Okay, and you just share them. If you don't have a list, well then don't put email marketing down. Put something else down. Okay, it could be social media marketing and blogging, for example. Yeah. So whatever you're familiar with, don't just type or even tell them something that you don't know anything about, or you gotta know what you're talking about. Yeah. But once again, there's that fine line between they want people like you. Okay. They just want to be able to accept people who are serious about actually promoting their offers. That's really what this is about. Okay. That's why they want to interview you and make sure that you're legit. Okay.
Yep.
And so that interview call is no more than usually about 5 minutes max. That's it. Yeah. They're just going to chat with you, and they're pretty they're great people. So, And then once you have the call, then you'll usually be accepted into the network. And then you can afterwards log in and then start to choose the offers that you want to promote. Okay?
Yep.
So once you log in, and once you're accepted, then you can start to choose, you know, the different verticals that you're interested in, and start to, you can, depending on the status of your account, some of them will say, yeah, you can choose from any of them and start promoting them immediately. And then some of the networks will say, you got to apply directly within the network on specific offers, okay? And that's where your account manager will come in and say, yeah, just apply to the ones you're interested in, and then your account manager will approve them and give you access or open up the door for you to be able to promote those offers, okay?
Yep.
So be aware of that. But that's pretty much about it, okay, in terms of signing up and getting accepted with these CPA networks and then moving forward with choosing the offers. And that's what we're going to go over next, is how to choose an offer, all right? But once you're accepted, you know, you're set to rock and roll, all right, with going on to the next steps. What's that?
Trent, will you be having a PDF of bullets that you discussed here today? Or?
Yeah, I'll send that out. Yep. When you send me an email, just send me an email. I'll send you the outline, okay?
Okay, thanks so much, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how affiliate marketing works, because it can be, yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the benefits that people gain by doing affiliate marketing and doing these types of CPA network offers is that, you know, you don't have to stock anything. Okay, you don't have to worry about or be concerned about shipping out anything. You know, you just promote it and get paid. Okay.
And the number of ebooks that I've downloaded is phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you're living proof right there. We all are. Yeah, we've all participated with all kinds of things on the internet, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'll be sharing a couple neat strategies that will help you out with boosting your profits and making money with this here in about 15 minutes. But the strategy that I'm about to share with you will you can tie it in with, you know, promoting even your own services or tangible products if you run a service business or an e-commerce business where you're selling tangible products. You can tie in your CPA offers directly into the, you know, the sales funnel of your services or your e-commerce products and maximize or even boost your profits. And I'll teach you more about that here in just a moment. But let's talk about how to choose an offer. Okay? So when you are accepted into the CPA network of your choice and you get accepted, then you're ready to move forward with choosing an offer, what you're looking for is you'll see this is another vocabulary word to remember and write down. It's called EPC, so your earnings per click. It's a stat or a metric. Okay, that the networks use all across the board to be able to gauge which offers are performing better than others.
What was EPC again?
So earnings per click. Okay, and so how they come up with that number, okay, is that they just simply divide the number between the number of clicks to the number of sales. Okay? So if 100 sales, or if 100 clicks, I mean, were generated, so people actually clicked on the actual ad, and then 10 sales were generated, okay, you divide 10 into 100, and what would that be?
10 to 100.
10. Mm. Okay, so 10 times 10 is 100, right? So it would be 10. So that would be a really high EPC. So the earnings per click, that metric, that stat, is one of the rules of thumb or gauges that you can use to determine what offers are, you know, have a greater likelihood of making you some money. So, you know, offers that a lot of the offers will say, you know, the EPC would be like 23 cents or 10 cents or $23, or, you know, the higher the better. Okay. And so what that means is the EPC inside of the network, what that's telling you is that, you know, if that network has, you know, say 23,000 different affiliates who are promoting the offer, you know, that network, okay, like Neverblue or Max Bounty, what they do is they take all, you know, the stats of all of the clicks that were generated, the clicks meaning traffic, okay, people who actually clicked on the link from the affiliates who are promoting the offer, okay? They just take all the, you know, they take the number, they add it up, and they, obviously they have a system that automatically does that, and then it divides it against the number of sales that were actually generated, or actions. Okay, the actions like we talked about earlier, such as putting a zip code in, or downloading an offer, or, you know, whatever the case may be, filling out a form. And some of them do pay out based upon a purchase, too. Okay? So it really depends on whatever action step that the advertiser desires and they want to have done is what the affiliates would be promoting. So the EPC is one of the metrics that you would want to look at to be able to help you determine what offers have a greater potential of paying you out more. Okay? And so what that means to you is if an offer says the EPC is $1.23, then what that means to you as an advertiser, as a promoter, as an affiliate, is what that means is that, you know, let's say you had a, I'm just going to go use email marketing as one of the marketing approaches, okay? There's a lot of ways of marketing these things, but I'll just use email as an example. So email, let's say you had a database of emails of 1,000 people, okay, and you wanted to choose a CPA offer. If this CPA offer has a EPC, earnings per click, of $1.23, what that means is that on average, you should expect to be able to get at least $1.23 for every time someone clicks on the link inside of your email.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. So if you have a database of 1,000 emails, and, you know, let's say half of them clicked on the link, well, then you should be able to generate at least $523 or so.
Yeah, great.
Okay. So that's basically how you can kind of gauge, you know, the estimated profitability of the offer. Okay, that's not, you know, it doesn't take into account the quality of how you're marketing. Okay, how you market is really it makes all the difference, right? So,
yep.
You know, that EPC, what, you know, again, what that's telling you is that out of all the people who have promoted that offer in that network so far, they've generated that earnings per click stat. But what it doesn't tell you is it doesn't tell you how, okay, how these affiliates have been promoting the offer. Have they been promoting it through Facebook or email or both or blogging or contextual marketing or, you know, whatever the case may be? You know, it doesn't tell you that. So you got to keep that in mind. And so it's not the you know, the say-all, be-all type of, say, you know, stat. It just tells you some good information, and it's the best metric, hands down, that all the networks use all across the world. Okay, they say, well, what's the EPC for this offer? Okay, great. Okay, it's been proven. People have been making money with this, and that's another big sign for you. Okay, as an affiliate, is that, well, you want to promote offers that obviously make you money, right? So, you know, choose offers that have, you know, higher EPCs, and then you can move forward with promoting them, okay? And it, once again, I don't want to necessarily beat a dead horse here with this, but if you see offers that don't have high earnings per click metrics, it doesn't mean that you can't offer them or promote them, okay? You might have, as a marketer, you know, you might have a pretty neat way, a creative way of targeting. You might have, you know, excellent skills, and you should have excellent skills, or even striving towards have excellent skills towards marketing or targeting your audience. So you might have you know, better skills compared to other affiliates in terms of marketing or targeting people better. And you could take, you know, you could take offers that have lower EPCs and market them, and even make, you know, make some pretty good money. Okay. So keep that in mind with weighing and balancing the offers that you see. But I look for offers that obviously I believe in. Okay, I'm excited about first and foremost. And then second, do they pay me well? Okay, can I earn some really good money off of it? And real good means your own definition. Okay. If you've never made any money with CPI offers and you want to get started and get your feet wet, well then, making a couple cents or maybe 20 cents every single click, may be worth it to you. Okay? But you determine that, okay, as far as that threshold of that, a benchmark of how much you're willing to earn or want to get paid and what you're willing to accept. Cool? You guys with me so far?
Yes, I'm listening in here too. I'm just my question at this point is the earning less, is that if I earn so much, I'm not too sure if I missed it. If I earn, does my earnings get counted as a potential marketer?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the system will track any of your clicks and sales.
Mm-hmm.
Or actions.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Excellent question. Yeah. Once you're signed up and accepted within a network, and you're using the links that you get from that network, okay, the computer is going to track all the stats.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It'll know this link came from Mike. This link came from Francisco. They'll know exactly where they came from and what source.
Okay, so they might be coming to me for. Okay. Good.
So the prospects, the people, the people who are coming to the offer, they're not going to go to you. They're going to go to the actual offer that they, that you're promoting through your link, right? Okay. Just wanted to make sure that clear.
Got it. Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the stats that are generated through your marketing efforts are inserted and all. Aggregated with all the other data within the whole network, okay? And that's how that information is calculated and presented for people like yourself who's an affiliate who's determining what kind of offers to promote and that they're interested in, okay?
Okay.
So first and foremost, choose offers, though, that, like I said, you're interested in, that you believe in.
I noticed a lot of these people say, this is my friend or whatever, but that's the ones that I've seen, my good friend Joe Vitale, I guess we wouldn't go as far as that. Or I guess we make up whatever advertising gimmick we could use.
Yeah, as long as it's transparent, it's legit, okay? What you don't want to do is, you don't want to be spreading lies or falsehoods that just for the sake of getting a buck, You want to be able to obviously be upfront and legit, and that's all part of the best practices and standards of promoting these types of offers and even anything, and being successful. Yeah, great question.
Okay.
That's how you go about choosing your offers. Okay, be super interested in them, and then make sure that you can get paid well promoting them. And the third thing I got to talk about here, and make sure that you guys are aware of and educated about, is the rules of marketing the offers. Okay, the rules will be dictated by the advertiser, and I briefly mentioned that earlier. But just to go in more depth on this. The advertiser who comes to the network and says, hey, I have an offer that I want to have affiliates promote for me. These are my rules, okay? And the rules are, I only want to have this offer promoted in the United States. And I'm only going to allow people to use email, social media, and blogging. That's it. I don't want people to send me paid advertising traffic or banners or anything else. I just want to have people. I just want to have affiliates through your network send me traffic through blogging, email marketing, and social media, and that's it. Yeah, the advertisers dictate those rules. Okay, and so you want to be aware of what the rules are, because if you obviously break the rules, then you won't get paid. Okay.
strength.
Yeah.
Can you give me, I'm very, very new to this, so can you give me a specific example of a CPA offer?
Yes, absolutely. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. Cool. Good to meet you, Mary. So here's an example, okay? There's a, have you guys heard of Costco before? It's a wholesale grocery store. There's a lot of them out here out west, here in America, in Utah. And
stores.
Yeah, Costco.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, anyways, it's a wholesale grocery store where you have to be a member. You pay $50 to be a member each year, and as long as you're a member, then you can go in and buy the products at wholesale, more of wholesale prices and in bulk, right? And so, you know, Costco came to one of the CPA networks. And that I'm a part of, and they said, "Hey, we're going to be giving a gift card away, $1,000 gift card away, to the winner." And so they offered that offer through the CPA network, and I saw it, and I started to promote it. And the deal was is that any time someone went to the a gift card giveaway for $1,000 gift card for Costco, anytime someone put their zip code in on the website, okay, then they would pay out 89 cents. Okay, and so I just had to send that offer out. I got my affiliate link through the CPA network. They, you know, I got it, and I put it in my email, and also used the other marketing approaches that they allowed. Okay, they allowed you know, blogging and forums and banners. And so I posted that. I marketed it for them. And every time someone went to that website and they clicked on my link and then they went to the $1,000 gift card giveaway and they put in their zip code, I got paid out 89 cents every time someone put their zip code in.
Okay. Now, thank you. Now, how do I get on the CPA network?
We talked about that earlier. Did you arrive on this call a little bit later?
Which one?
Oh, and we talked about that earlier. Were you on the call earlier?
No, I got on late.
Okay. Well, re-listen to this call, okay? It's important to be on the call on time to be able to get the information in more depth. But just to quickly answer your question here, go to neverblue.com.
Which one?
Neverblue, NEVERBLUE.com, Neverblue.
Yes. Okay.
You can sign up and get accepted with them for free. Okay. And there's another one that I'll share with you guys. CPAway.com, and that's a new one that you guys haven't heard of as of yet. So CPAway.com.
Okay.
Go there and sign up as an affiliate, and once you get accepted, then you can move forward with choosing your offers, and then you can start marketing them based upon the allowed rules. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent questions. Yeah, you betcha. So let's do a quick recap here, okay? We talked about what CPA networks are, affiliate and advertisers, the differences, you know, the top networks to go with, how to apply and get accepted. We also discussed the rules of the advertisers, and they'll dictate them and determine what the rules are. And so be aware of those rules so you can follow them and, you know, get paid and receive the moolah, get the money that you guys earned. And there's all kinds of fun and pretty neat offers that you can promote. So before I end the call here today, I want to talk about that strategy that I mentioned earlier. Mm. So let's say, so currently, let's see, Francisco, you have a self-help website, right? Mike, you have a computer, computer tech and coach business. And then Mary, do you have a website?
Yes. No. I don't.
You don't. Okay, you don't have a website yet. Okay, and
no,
you don't necessarily have to. Yeah, what's that?
I have, but it is in connection with the product that I market. It's not my own.
Okay. Well, the good, you know, the cool thing about this is that there's a lot of cool things, but you don't necessarily have to have a website to be able to promote these CPA offers. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, you could very well take these offers, and I mean it's going to be better. So the best practice is is to have a website. Okay, but I mean technically speaking, you don't have to have a website to be able to promote these CPA offers. Okay, because you could very well not have a website, but yet have emails in your database, and you could send out an email to your audience, and you get the link from your CPA network and send it out to your email database, and yeah, you didn't have a website, did you?
Okay.
Yeah. You could earn money that way. But if you have a website, then the strategy that, the big money-making strategy that I'll share with you at this point that works really well is to set up. So if you think about a sales funnel, okay, when people go to your website, let's say you have a website that's selling self-help books. Okay, I'll take you as an example, Francisco. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We sell nutritional products.
Fishing?
Nutritional products.
Oh, nutritional products.
Supplements.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, supplements, nutritional products, self-help products, or computer tech, whatever the case may be. It applies all across the board. But number one is that you think about the customer going to your website and buying the product, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once they buy the product, then they're going to be taken to the checkout page or the thank you page, depending on what you're offering, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be taken through the checkout process.
Okay.
All right. So if they're going to be buying a Tony Robbins self-help book. Like Awaken the Giant Within. You know, let's say they bought that book through you, Francisco, from your website.
Great book.
Yeah. Awesome book, right? Yeah. So what you can do is you could, if you sell that book, they come and buy that book from you, and you can ship it out afterwards. But once they buy that book, okay, and they've ordered it, you could have your, when they sign up, they're going to give you their name and email and address and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll have gathered some information from that customer. And so the system, the key in this is having the right systems in place to automatically process the order and then redirect that customer to a page where it tells them, hey, your book is going to be shipped out to you within the next 3 to 7 business days. And while you're here, okay, this would be on your thank you page. While you are here, click here to check out the special offer.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So while you're here, because you have their attention, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just barely bought something from you, right, Francisco?
Right.
Yeah. You know, they bought this book from you, and they're already warmed up. They're very interested. Okay, and they've already proven that they want to be your customer. Now you have their attention even more. Their attention is heightened. Okay,
uh-huh.
They're no longer a cold lead. They're a warm lead. They're hot, actually. Okay, and so you got to be able to strike the iron when it's hot.
Right.
Okay, and when you strike the iron when it's hot, you're able to mold and shape it a lot easier. Okay, so the customer is ready to go. Okay, they're excited. They just barely bought. And you got to bring them to the thank you page and tell them, hey, what to expect. But then also, while they're there, put a call to action button there. Okay, that's hyperlinked. It's a button or a text, something that's noticeable that they can click on, and then it'll take them straight to your CPA offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it should be complimentary. So if you just barely sold them and they just barely bought the Awaken the Giant from Within, Tony Robbins book, okay, what do you think that they would be interested in that would be complementary to it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You could very well find a CPA offer that, you could find a self-help app that they could download. Yeah. It could be, whatever. It could be a business opportunity where they put their name and email in or fill out a little form to get access to coaching, an affiliate offer. And they could pay you out $23 for just filling out a form. Or whatever the payout is going to be. But think of a CPA offer that is complimentary, okay, complimentary to what they just barely bought.
Right.
Okay.
Or it could be another book.
Yeah, it could very well be. Yeah, exactly. However, it's going to be a lot more empowering for you, okay, to think about something that they could just easily take action on to boost your profits without having to buy something else. It can, you know, it could very well be, though. It could be another book. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay?
Or it could even be my nutritional supplement.
Yeah. There's a lot of nutritional supplement CPA offers, okay? You know, a ton of them, you know? And so if someone comes and buys a supplement from you, well, then you could, you know, go through that same process. They buy it from you, and then they're taken to the thank you page, and that thank you page not only says thank you, but also says click here for a special offer on what? Whatever it is, okay?
Yeah.
And then they click on it, and then they fill out the form, and you get paid whatever the payout is, okay? But it's easier money. It's easy money because they just barely bought something from you, and then all they got to do is just click on the link because they're already interested in it, and they just fill out a form or they put their zip code in or they download something, and then you get paid. They don't have to buy something else.
Wow. All right. Exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. If I make my first dollar, I'll credit it to you.
Okay, sounds great. So, guys, well, we'll end the call here for today, but I do want to spend maybe a couple minutes answering any specific questions you guys have about CPA offers and all that. Do you guys have any questions before I let you go?
Yeah, I'm trying to find, you know, what the difference is between doing, affiliate marketing through CPA or just through straight affiliate marketing through ClickBank, for example, or other sites like that. I don't quite see the difference. What would be the pros and cons of going one way or another?
Great question. So let's take an example, okay? Let's take ClickBank.com, okay? ClickBank.com. Anyone can go to ClickBank.com and get accepted. ClickBank, ClickBank.com.
ClickBank, okay.
Yep, ClickBank is where people can go and promote all kinds of digital content, like ebooks and software and, you know, memberships and all that stuff. Okay, but so the first point, the first biggest difference, Francisco, is the entry, the application, or being accepted. Okay, it's more challenging to get accepted into a CPA network, at least the best ones anyways.
Yes, okay? It seems, yeah.
Okay, compared to just an affiliate network like, say, you know, ClickBank or CJ.com. Okay, people can go there and get accepted very easily. However, with CPA networks, it's a little bit more challenging because they're going to not just have you apply, but also they're going to call you to interview you.
Ah, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's number one. And then number two, the second difference would be, you know, the nature of the offers. Okay? Like I said earlier, the time-based offers. Usually some of these, like that Costco example I shared with you, that Costco $1,000 gift card offer that I was promoting only lasted, it was during the Christmas season, and it only lasted for that month, and then it was gone.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay. They're probably better offers altogether.
Yeah, they're time-based, okay? So number one is the application process is a bit more challenging. Second is the time-based offers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some more time-based offers through CPA networks than you are with regular affiliate networks like CJ.com and ClickBank.com and all that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great all question. Right. Yeah. Any other questions?
Anyone who takes all this seriously, does it mean that most of the time you are on the computer?
Not necessarily, yeah. You know, if you were to devote a couple hours every day towards getting this underway, it's about putting the systems in place to be able to help you automate this process. Okay?
Okay.
But, yeah. So it's always about having the right people and the right systems in place to help you automate these things. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because one of the reasons why I do this is not for the sake of just doing it, but to have more freedom in life, to be able to do what I want to do. And that's, that should probably be one of the reasons why you guys are doing this, right?
Mm.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's very important to get the right systems in place to be able to automate these things as much as possible, you know, where you can. And then move forward with enjoying your life and setting goals and going after living life till its fullest.
Right, right. Okay. It's a very good topic.
Yeah, you betcha. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
No, I'll let you go.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Francisco, Mary, Mike, you guys have a fantastic day. And anyone else is on the call, make it a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.